fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th day of May. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with learn how to do pressure canning. You can can fruits, you can can vegetables, you can can meat with a pressure cooker. The highest quality, the best pressure cooker you can buy is the All American. That's the brand name, the All American. It does not use an O-ring. It doesn't need a seal on it because it's so well made that it seals up without an O-ring. Very excellent. High quality. Moving on from there. Yes, we are taking orders for your Berkey water filters. No, we can't deliver for 6 to 8 weeks. Everybody wants one at once. That's simply the way it is. But we do have On Guard in stock. This is the proprietary blend from doTERRA. Duplicating thieves are all used to protect people from the bubonic plague centuries ago. Limit one bottle per family. One bottle per family. I am a doTERRA dealer and a Berkey dealer at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have patient Wayne in the green room, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert is my personal physician and we'll be talking about health-related matters. Good morning, doctor. Morning, doctor.
Greetings, Don Moore. It's Friday again.
It is. Seems like we just did this the other day. Doctor, what number should people call if they want to have a consultation or become a client of yours?
The 495-314-495-6480 number.
Okay. We've been giving out a different number that does not work. So
yes.
It's 314-495-6480. 6480. Good. Of course, the news cycle is completely taken up by the corona Chinese flu. It seems like nothing else is going on in the world. If you watch the evening news, there's no other activity on the planet except the Chinese flu. Your take on this is different than most of the medical doctors out there, isn't it, sir?
It's very different because I don't think that the medical profession understands the etiology of viruses and microbes and microorganisms have been on the planet since the planet has been here.
Right.
Without microorganisms, the planet would not survive. And so when you take into the fact that microorganisms are masters at mutation and adaptogenics, because their sole purpose is to survive, much like ourselves, but we don't realize that. Whatever condition we think we have, it's still our maximum level of survival. The part of our system that handles healing doesn't calibrate our level of survival. We're just still here. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the fact that we are still here. I remember back in 1985, I took a class in microbiology. Microbiology. And again, we must understand that you don't catch a cold or catch a flu or catch the bush virus, I mean the corona beer virus or whatever it's called. You invite the virus to live rent-free in your five-star restaurant and hotel. And you do that by creating the perfect environment with your lifestyle. See, most medical doctors don't talk about lifestyle. When you show up at a medical doctor's office and the assistant comes in and says, oh, you have elevated blood pressure today, Mr. Wilbert. Well, we're going to check you, and we may have to prescribe some medications. What happened to the question of, well, you know, I wasn't taking medications the last time I came. Why do I need it now? No one asked that question. Why do you need medication when last year you didn't? Because you created the environment and you stopped making the medication. I mentioned in previous broadcast, you cannot be in healing mode and survival mode simultaneously. You're either doing one or the other. Rest is for healing. Your awake moments is for survival. You use 85% of your energy in a 24-hour period healing, repairing, replacing, rejuvenating, rehabilitating the things that you tore down, and sometimes unknowingly what you tore down and destroyed or attempted to destroy during that 24-hour period. And so back to the microbiology, we prepared things in the Petri dish that kill people today if they were inside your body. And I remember thankfully it was only a once a week lab, but it lasted for 9 months. And I would take my shoes off, wash my clothes before I went into the home with my three small children. Here in St. Louis, maybe John, what, 9, 10 years ago, the county seat, what was his name, Buzz Westfall?
Yes.
Yeah, he right about this time of year, April, May, he went in with an upper respiratory complaint. One of the finest hospitals on the planet, St. Luke's West. He went in with an upper respiratory complaint. He did not make it out, and here's why. Microorganisms in the hospital are superhuman microorganisms. That's why you need superhuman antibiotics. You need IV antibiotics. Well, he had enough insurance. He had enough money. Finest hospital could not overcome the superhuman microorganisms that invaded his upper respiratory tract, and he didn't make it out. That's why, you know, when you talk to our seniors and tell them you're going to take them to the hospital, it's like pulling teeth from a chicken. They don't want to go because they know that going to the hospital, that's where people die. And so most medical doctors do not understand that you create the environment for opportunistic microorganisms to thrive and survive and multiply inside of your body, inside of the most prime, fertile real estate on the planet. It's warm, has all the food you need, and we don't have to go outside. And so once I learned about microorganisms, I've been a germaphobe, microphobe, call me whatever you want to call me, but I haven't touched a doorknob in 30 years with my hands. I've touched it with a cloth, some kind of interface between the contact of where the germs live and putting them in my body. Now everyone is starting to enter into my world of microphobia. And it's not fear. It's not a phobia. It is an awareness of what it is you're doing to create the perfect environment. And that's where, in my opinion, the medical profession breaks down, because they want to comfort you. That's what's called allopathic medicine. Makes you feel better, but come nowhere close to correcting the cause. As a previous engineer, the responsibility of an engineer is to resolve issues. And so in order to resolve the issue, you have to get to the cause. You cannot fix enough effects to fix a cause. Let me give you an example. Let's just say you have an issue with gas mileage. And all of a sudden, it's 20% less than what it was. Well, what is it? Is it improper fuel? Is it a tightening down the gas cap? Is it a fuel pump? Is it injector? What is it? Well, you have to start at the beginning of the fuel system and evaluate the entire system to find the cause. It could be something as simple as making sure your gas cap is screwed on tightly. However, if you get a mechanic that is skilled at building business, you may come back several times before you get to the actual cause. Again, you cannot fix a cause by working on the effects. You're just moving over the effects, and that's what medications are. Medications are moving the effects of your lifestyle. And yes, it'll keep you alive for a while. All the while, you're not getting any better. And here's why. I started taking one pill this year. 3 years later, I'm taking two. 3 years later, I'm taking four. By the time you're 10 years into the allopathic medical approach, the average person that's in their 60s is taking 4 to 6 medications a day. True or false? Medications have side effects. False. Medications have direct effects. You drink water, it's going to benefit you. You drink H2SO4, hydrochloric sulfuric acid, you will die. There's no question. But once you ingest something, there's no question as to whether it will have an effect. It will. So that's called a direct effect. When you pull out that little corrugated sheet of paper with medications, or go online, or I looked for it the other day. I used to have a book that told me about medications, but I don't want to know about medications. I'm going to fill my brain up with how the brain works and how to get the pharmacy factory, the pituitary gland, get the pharmacy factory inside my brain back to working again. If you're taking medications, your pharmacy factory is only working a few hours a day to combat the direct effects of poison. And here's how medications work. Here's how they work. Did I say medications were poison? Yes. Okay. So you ingest the medication as opposed to a whole food supplement. I counted my whole food supplement pills that I took the other day, and I just stopped counting. Medications create a greater threat to your survival than the original threat to your survival. Let me say it differently. The reason why you stop making medications, blood pressure regulating, blood sugar regulating, inflammatory regulating drugs, the reason why you stop making them is because you've been in a prolonged state of emergency. And in a closed thermodynamic system, when there's increased pressure anywhere, there's increased pressure everywhere. So you're going to blow a gasket, riding down the highway, and all of a sudden you didn't check your hoses and you just blow a gasket. We got to pull over and handle the emergency. So that's called a stroke or a heart attack. Increased pressure will find the weakest wall in your circulatory system, whether it's your aorta or your heart or blood vessel in your brain. It doesn't matter. But do medical doctors approach or address the reason why you stopped making the medication? It's called the pituitary gland. You have an anterior and a posterior pituitary that makes all the drugs, all the medications that you need to survive at your optimum level. Again, the question is, why did you stop making the drug? Ooh. Are you revisiting past tense experiences that you lived through? Do medical doctors talk about, is it live or Memorex? No, they don't. No. See, all doctors, it doesn't matter if you're a podiatrist, a dentist, a chiropractor, a medical doctor, a neurosurgeon, all doctors study the same basic biologies, microbiology, anatomy, physiology. And we learn the same basic fundamental functioning of how the system works. And then after a couple of years, you diverge off into your particular discipline. Chiropractors learn more anatomy, physiology, and in my case, neurology. I am a pure neuroscientist. Medical doctors, they spend more time in medicine, surgery. Well, I want to know why. I've always been a why guy. Why is it when I turn on that switch, the light comes on? Well, I'm an electrician. I'm an electrical engineer. Why does the sun shine every day? And here in St. Louis, it's raining, but the sun is shining. Well, I'm an astronomer as well because I love studying how the universe works. We are part of a universe, and the universe functions perfectly. Perfectly. You burn up half a continent, Australia. You decimate gazillions of animals, which is part of the ecostructure. We don't talk about the ozone layer anymore, but it's no more sealed than what it was. We have people living on the North Pole and the South Pole, scientists studying what's going on. What about the rainforest? You don't hear anything about the rainforest because the CO, what is it? Oh, John, I heard the other day. COVID. We'll expound on this. Am I still talking?
You are, sir. Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, okay. COCAN1, and I'm an acronym king. That's what got me through college.
Hold that thought, doctor. We have a break. We'll be right back.
All righty.
Hold on.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday with Dr. Glenn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, would like to become a client of Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John, we were, you know, addressing this pandemonium or pandemic or whatever you want to call it. And I heard the other day an acronym that resounded with me. COVID, CAN01, V, visualize, I, imagine, and D is, I'll think of it in a minute. But visualize, imagine, oh, diversity. Can we do something different in this time that we're living in? Well, the different things that we're doing have been things that would have been great to do before this happened. See, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's always been true. A stitch in time saves nine has always been true. And so when you see something coming, that's why you do, that's why you change your oil before your engine blows up. It's called prevention. Now, all of us who drive vehicles, and we're not driving now, some of us maybe, but those who are not driving your car is in your driveway or parked somewhere. There's nothing moving in that vehicle but the clock, the transmission, the transaxle, the motors, the tires, the bearings. Everything that moves is not moving. As a human being, being human, we don't have that luxury. From the moment we are configured as an energy being, because we were energy beings before we were physical beings, from that moment to the moment we expire the physical body, because there's a part of us that never dies. That's the energy part of us. Makes us like our creator. When we expire the physical body, the entire time, however long it is, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, seems like I read somewhere that humans used to live 6, 7, 8, 900 years. What happened? But just for another discussion. Here in this country, we tend to expire the physical body in less than 100. I think we dropped down to 32 on the list. There's 31 other countries on this planet where you can live longer than it is in the United States. The most prosperous country on the planet. Where you die. You laugh.
Well, doctor, what you're saying is very true. And it also a true statement, doctor. No country on the planet spends more money per person per year on what's called healthcare than the United States, is there?
Exactly. We're spending money on sick care. You cannot fix an effect and fix a cause. That's contrary to logic 101. I remember when I was in, I had a government job in high school, and I thought I was going to retire from this government job was in computers. And then about 6 months after I finished high school, the funds ran out. And so I was released. So now I'm going, oh, shoot, I got to do something. So I decided to go back to college. And one of the first classes, the introductory class, was Logic 101. And I sat in the front row and never read the book because it made so much sense to me. And this guy, he had a Fu Manchu, white, silver-haired beard with a, you know, he showed up to teach. I'm going, college is going to be so easy. I made an A-plus in this class. And then the next semester, I started taking courses like advanced mathematics, engineering principles, and, oh, see, math, you got to study every day if you want to get good at it. It's one of those sciences that does not change. It is a finite science. And so now I'm going, oh, I don't know if I want to go to college. It's too much work. But, you know, in order to learn, the mother of retention is repetition. And so I figured it out in my learning, and I've had more school now than I... I may go back to school. Here in St. Louis, Washington University has a program where physical therapists can graduate from their program as doctors. So they're DPTs, doctors of physical therapy, which means they don't have to go through a gatekeeper. They can address the general public as a primary care physician. And I said to myself, self, you'd like to become a physical therapist, wouldn't you? Of course. I learned more joint physiology from a physical therapist than from any of the professors on campus at Logan University.
Hold that thought, doctor. We're going to bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't put it in the search engine. You'll end up 25 or 30 places you don't want to be. Just put thelibertyman.com in your browser, and you'll get there real quick. Something new at my website as of today is the Dr. Judy Mikovits interview, the movie Plandemic under COVID-19 updates. Very important. This is a woman who's basically was viciously attacked for her knowledge she's brought to the table. Very important video. Very important. Also, my website, if you've got sleep issues, you need an energy cleaner. If you've got pain issues, you need an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain, energy cleaner will help. I back this up with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally. Does not involve a third party. So if you want better sleep, get an energy cleaner. You want to deal with pain better, arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. There's a drop-down menu at my website under products where you can check out the energy cleaner, the patent application information, the mattress pads that go with it. You need an energy cleaner with a mattress pad. One doesn't work without the other. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. Toll-free order line only. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you want a private consultation, would like to become a client of Dr. Wilbur, just give him a call at area code 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All righty, John Moore. You know, I look forward to these opportunities to share knowledge. And knowledge is truth, and truth is power. And truth doesn't change. So if I sound a bit more enthusiastic, a bit more emphatic, a bit more excited, I think I'd get a bit more excited. That's because I am live from my new office location in the Central West End in St. Louis, 4818 Washington, one of the most thriving, robust areas in the St. Louis region. And so I no longer have a home office. I'm in the Central West End, and I'm sitting in my office, like most people sitting at home these days.
Right, right.
And I get to see what I'm talking about. I get to feel what I'm talking about. And, you know, again, if you show up to a test and you haven't prepared for the test, guess what's going to happen? You're going to fail the test. I can't remember the last test I failed. It didn't feel good. And so I prepare for this 1 hour sharing session, and it comes by so fast. I already knew what I was going to talk about today. And I am more excited because this is information that's not new. I didn't invent it. I just research, study, and use it in my life, and if it works for me, then it works for everyone. On the outside, we look different. On the inside, we're all the same. Anatomy doesn't change. Every human being on the planet has 9 openings, 9 orifices, if you will. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, a mouth, and other 2 openings to eliminate waste. So that means that anatomy, physiology changes depending on who the interpreter is. But the Bible on physiology is guidance. Most physicians refer to physiology guidance, the guidance textbook of physiology. That's the standard. And then there's certain other interpretations. However, the outcome is the same. It's called outcome assessment. That's why in this country, we're still doing sick care. If it didn't work for you, how about we do something different? That's called outcome assessment. In medicine, what do? Different. They assign more drugs or surgery. The difference is you're still addressing the same issue and effect. I mentioned that Washington University has a program where doctors, physical therapists can graduate as doctors of physical therapy. And I considered that because I considered joining mainstream medicine, adding a few more initials behind my name. But then I also considered, oh, more school, more money, more learning, more study. Ooh, no. And so I'm in the process now of seeing if I could test out, meaning I have a doctor of chiropractic degree, I have an engineering degree, I have a degree in human biology. I gave myself another few letters, movement science specialist. I understand how important movement is to your physical body. Movement is important. If you don't know how to move correctly, then you're going to be short-circuiting your nerve system. You're going to be short-circuiting the information that goes from brain to body and body to brain. And by the way, it's more important is more important, the neurological signal that goes from body to brain than from brain to body. Whoa. Really? Yes. Even though your brain tells your body how to work, here's how your brain works. It doesn't say, body, that stuff you telling me just ain't right. I ain't going to pay no attention to it. I'm going to do what I want to do. Not how it works. You live a sedentary lifestyle. You don't get up and move your body. You've heard it before. If you don't use it, you lose it. Well, this physical, mechanical marvel, there's nothing else like it. You don't see buildings moving, but your body must move. Your body must move in order for it to function at its optimum. And like I mentioned before, I just recently learned from Dr. Jerry Tennant, and I've always known that stretching was important. You know, and cats and dogs stretch. I don't know about birds. I think they do. Snakes, I don't know about them. I don't watch them too much. People, they stop stretching. What? When? I don't know. Youngsters stretch when they get up. They go, oh, yeah. So what is stretching? Stretching is recharging your body, recharging your muscles. You have a 12-volt battery, and you use the voltage. It needs recharging. It's down to 6 or 8 volts. But if you don't recharge it, then something is not going to get the proper voltage to function. Ooh. That's called something in your body. Something. I don't know. Then you show up and ask another human being, excuse me, what's wrong with me? That's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. The first step to being well is to realize that you are well. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with creation. Here, let's back up. Creation is perfect. True. Mankind is part of creation. True. What part of you is perfect? Blah, blah, blah. I got something wrong with my back and something wrong with it. What part of you is perfect? Here's the part that's perfect. The design of the human organism is perfect. Say it with me. The design of the human organism is perfect. So the duping that we've experienced, that there's something wrong with you, most people buy. Diagnosis. Let's look at that word, die, too. Osis, condition of. Agnostic. Two people that don't know your condition, you and the doctor. That's why I don't give a diagnosis anymore. Because there's nothing wrong with you. Well, I've got some arthritis and some colitis. That's your body's perfect response instead of a heart attack. Which would you prefer? What you have or a heart attack? Most people say, well, I don't want either. Well, listen to the question so you can pass the test. Which would you prefer? One or the other? The condition you think you have or a heart attack? Well, I want the condition, of course. Let's figure out how your system responded perfectly to your lifestyle. Oh, creation is perfect. Mankind's part of creation. What part of me is perfect? The design. The design responds perfectly to every stimulus you give it. We are perfect stimulus response organisms, just like everything else in creation. Perfect stimulus response. And so how do you change the response? You change the stimulus. I'm glad you asked that question. In order to change the stimulus, you change the response. And you don't wonder or worry, which is the biggest misuse of your imagination, worry. You're concerned with about a circumstance that hasn't happened, and there's nothing positive about your concern about that circumstance. And so you're strengthening your immune system by worrying. Worry is the biggest misuse of your imagination. And so back to what I was speaking of a little earlier, I wanted to suggest have access to more people, not necessarily put a few more letters behind my name, but just access to the public, because the public, anybody in their right mind would love to be weller, more well. You mentioned your energy cleaning. Wake up in the morning and boom, spontaneous energy and feel like a young child. Everybody would love that. But how do you get it? How do you achieve it? That's the question. What do you do? That's the question. If you follow mainstream allopathic medicine, you will get exactly what we have. History repeats itself. And the reason why history repeats itself is because we study history and do what history did. If you went to a medical doctor and you say, well, why do I have this condition? And the medical doctor says, well, it's heredity. It's an inherited condition. Well, the only way you get what our ancestors, the only way we get what our ancestors got is that we live the same lifestyle that our ancestors lived. You want to change your outcome? Change your lifestyle. Energetics trump genetics. You do things to allow your energy field, what things? Lifestyle, eat, drink, breathe, exercise, rest, think. You make conscious decisions about your life that affects the energy field, the electromagnetic human energy field, which is what built you. You were an energy being before you were a physical being. Makes us like our creator. Energy field built you, energy field runs you, and we muck up the energy field with our mind. That's what's imperfect, is our mind. You don't see nature. I'm looking at the trees here, John, in our region, and they're just about full bloom. And they're perfectly trimmed. Like someone took a giant hedge cutter and trimmed them up for the summer that's about to come, when there's going to be less water. But they're not panicking. They don't experience anxiety. I know I read somewhere, anxiety, true or false, anxiety adds cubits to your life. That would be false. Anxiety subtracts cubits from your life. Ooh, what's a cubit? I don't know. I don't know. It's a length of measurement. And so I want to live as long as I can. So I don't want, it's my responsibility to myself as a CEO of Dr. Leonard Wilbert, me, myself, and I, my responsibility is to become the best steward of myself that I can. And with the information technology out there, the information highway, we can research anything. Question is, some of the research may not be true. So how do you know it's true? Well, you throw it up against creation. Is it true? Does it exist in nature? Is it true? A scientist said that a scientist, he or she is merely a human observing the creator's behavior. Well, I've been a scientist for a long time. I remember the first time I was able to observe nature and determine when it was going to rain. A client asked me one time, said, Dr. Wilbert, do you think the rain has anything to do with my arthritis? I went, excuse me? Are you part of the universe? What happens when it's raining right now in the St. Louis region is that you get a change in barometric pressure. There's a cold air mass, warm air mass. They collide. They squeeze the water out the clouds. Two-thirds of your body is water. Ooh. Joint capsules, water. So if you're having stagnated fluid around a knee joint, for instance, when the barometric pressure changes in the atmosphere...
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 8th of May, visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. You might want a private consultation. You may want to become a client of Dr. Wilbert, like myself. If so, just give him a call. If you don't answer, leave a message at 314-495-6480. Got about 3 minutes here, doctor. You're on the air, doctor. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Wilbert. I was on mute again. Yes, okay. I'm here. we were speaking of how we are an integral part of the universe. Every person influences the function of the universe. And the universe is a perfect stimulus response, just like we are. We're part of the universe. What part of the universe is separate from us? None. I penned a poem some years ago, probably about 10 years ago, and the name of the poem is called Greatness. Someone great made the universe, therefore, the universe is great. Someone great made me, therefore, I am great. I am part of a great universe. A great universe is part of me. That means I am great indeed. Therefore, I acknowledge, appreciate, and accept my greatness. That's the first step to being well, is to acknowledge that you're not sick. Some people say, oh, no, that's a river in Africa called the Nile. It's not denial. Accept the fact that you are part of a perfect universe and your design is perfect, and all you have to do is mind your thinking. I call it twi-twi tai. Think about what you're thinking about while you're thinking about it. And if it doesn't make you feel good, it is your responsibility to yourself, humankind, and the universe to change the thought. And so who gets to control what you're thinking? You do. Can you control your thinking? Yes, you can. Can one visualize, imagine, and determine for themselves, what can I do in the next moment that's not only going to benefit myself and others, but humankind and the universe as we know it? Do you think you don't have an influence? Have another thunk. Every cell listens to every thought you ever have, and it responds perfectly, and so does the universe, and so does your body. You don't like the result? Change the stimulus. You cannot work on enough effects to fix the cause. Find the cause, correct the cause with the correct solution. And don't even concern yourself with the outcome. I'm not that intelligent, although I'm brilliant. I'm not that intelligent because I didn't build a body. Your body.
Doctor, we're done, sir. Fine. Thank you very much. Yes. Appreciate it. We'll have you back next
Awesome.
Friday.
Yes, indeed. Next day.
Yes, sir. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.